Chapter 17. I had seen the chairman during only one brief moment in my life, but I'd spent a great many moments since then imagining him. He was like a song I'd heard once in fragments but had been singing in my mind ever since. Though, of course, the notes had changed a bit over time, which is to say that I expected his forehead to be higher and his gray hair not so thick. When I saw him, I had a flicker of uncertainty whether he was really the chairman, but I felt so soothed, I knew without a doubt I had found him. While Mameha was greeting the two men, I stood behind, awaiting my turn to bow. What if my voice when I tried to speak should sound like a rag squeaking on polished wood? Nobu with his tragic scars was watching me, but I wasn't sure whether the chairman had even noticed me there. I was too timid to glance in his direction. When Mameha took her place and began to smooth her kimono over her knees, I saw that the chairman was looking at me with what I took to be curiosity. My feet actually went cold from all the blood that came rushing into my face. "Chairman Iwamura, President Nobu," Mameha said, "this is my new younger sister, Sayuri." "I'm certain you've heard of the famous Iwamura Ken, founder of Iwamura Electric, and probably you've heard of Nobu Toshikazu as well. Certainly no business partnership in Japan was ever more famous than theirs. They were like a tree and its roots, or like a shrine and the gate that stands before it. Even as a 14-year-old girl, I'd heard of them, but I'd never imagined for a moment that Iwamura Ken might be the man I'd met on the banks of the Shirakawa stream. Well, I lowered myself to my knees and bowed to them, saying all the usual things about begging their indulgence and so forth. When I was done, I went to kneel in the space between them. Nobu fell into conversation with a man beside him, while the chairman, on the other side of me, sat with his hand around an empty teacup on a tray at his knee. Mameha began talking to him. I picked up a small teapot and held my sleeve out of the way to pour. To my astonishment, the chairman's eyes drifted to my arm. Of course, I was eager to see for myself exactly what he was seeing. Perhaps because of the murky light of the exhibition hall, the underside of my arm seemed to shine with the gleaming smoothness of a pearl and was a beautiful ivory color. No part of my body had ever struck me as lovely in this way before. I was very aware that the chairman's eyes weren't moving. As long as he kept looking at my arm, I certainly wasn't going to take it away. And then, suddenly, Mameha fell silent. It seemed to me she'd stopped talking because the chairman was watching my arm instead of listening to her. Then I realized what was really the matter.